It is manifested in many ways. Limited or no participation in decision-making, sexual and gender-based violence, non-access to services such as justice. But I must say that a lot of things have been done of late by both the government and women's organizations, other partners. Progress, but of course we are still not there where women ought to be.
What has to be done in order to reach equality?
Well, first of all, get women where decisions are made, decisions that affect and shape their lives. And that is in parliament, that is in places where, in public decision making. So we've just completed a legislative electoral process. Unfortunately, no woman was elected in parliament, which means that so far, and up until today, we have 0% of women's representation in parliament. There is a more positive picture to women's participation. The current electoral decree provides for a 30% women's representation in local administration. And that's a very new development. So for the first time, we will have 30% of women in all decision-making bodies at local level there. It's not about political participation. It's actually more of local administration than political decision-making. But it's a step forward. And one can consider that it's a grooming, you know, place for women to prepare for the next legislative elections. So that's a positive move, but the reality of it is that we don't have women in parliament where legislation is made, where political decisions are made, where negotiated, they are not there. And that's a very sad thing.
It's going to take us maybe 60, 70, 80 years to reach gender equality. How can we change this and make it faster?
Well, it can be very long, extremely long. You can even talk of generations, but it can also be extremely fast. It would depend on political will to do so. I have known the experience of Rwanda, where traditionally we had the same setup, and because of a decision, a political decision that was made to correct the inequalities, you now have the highest women's representation in parliament in the world. So change is possible, but you need the political will to make the change. You need to put the means in place to effect the change. You need to sustain that will to make the change. So it doesn't happen just like that. It needs work, it needs decisions, it needs resources, it needs mobilizing, it needs changing people's perceptions of women in power. It's an agenda. If the political leadership set their mind to do that, it's possible, it's feasible, and it can happen.